USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to pour into yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling upholding the Obama-era immigration program called DACA, which has protected over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Republicans are very unhappy, especially angry that Chief Justice John Roberts was among the majority. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says the decision to uphold that program does very little to help those it supposedly wants to support.
This makes the future of DACA recipients even more murky.
Telling Fox News what's needed is a legislated immigration solution. Senator Amy Klobuchar does not want to be vice president in the current climate, saying she has told former VP Joe Biden to put a woman of color on the Democratic ticket because that will help heal the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says former National Security Advisor John Bolton is a traitor, blasting Bolton's tell-all memoir about working in the White House, calling it sad and dangerous. He says Bolton is spreading lies, though admitting he's only read excerpts of Bolton's book, which is scheduled to hit shelves next week, although the Trump administration continues to fight its release in court, citing that it contains classified information. Pacific Gas and Electric's been fined nearly $4 million for its role in the death of 84 people killed in California by a wildfire in Paradise, California, in November 2018. It's admitted the fire began because of the utility's long-neglected power grid, a Superior Court Judge Michael Deems saying yesterday,
"The court has considered the facts of this case, which establish a callous disregard for the safety and property of the citizens of Butte County."
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An attorney for two people who claim to have witnessed the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, well, he says his clients did see what was a murder. Sean Williams, the attorney for Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins, also saying that a bullet fired by former officer Garrett Rolfe barely missed Perkins. Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen charges, including murder, for Brooks' death. The other officer involved in the case, Devin Brosnan, is charged with a number of things, including aggravated assault. General Motors will observe 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in all of its facilities today on this Juneteenth, the day slavery ended in the U.S. The time is how long a Minneapolis cop knelt on the neck of George Floyd before the handcuffed black man died on Memorial Day. One of two bills that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana in New Jersey has passed the state assembly. Yesterday, the assembly approved a bill that would reduce the current penalty for up to 2 ounces of marijuana from an arrest to a civil fine of $50. Jail terms and fines for anything more than 2 ounces would be decreased as well on a sliding scale. A bill pending in the New Jersey State Senate would decriminalize up to a pound of marijuana. Voters will decide in November whether to legalize marijuana altogether in the state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.